Bear Podcast 372.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. That bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification? In
the yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 372. And I have no voice, Ray. I have no voice.
Well, I told you about all the deep throating stuff you do. It's
the bear pride germ, I think. Yeah.
You've been hanging around all of us the last 2 weeks, and now you've probably given it to everybody in Houston.
Probably I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got, you know.
Like an STD for bears.
No, it's not STD. I'm sure it's just a relapse or something. I don't know. I'm sure I got a little sick last week from Bear Pride when it came back, and then there's a lot of shouting last Sunday from the softball.
Screaming in pleasure or
no, well, not that, not yet, not yet, yes, in pleasure, okay. But screaming.
From softball,
yeah. I was playing with the softball league tournament yesterday for, okay. Yeah, and we didn't win. We lost. And
I thought that was Saturday you did that.
No, it was Sunday. Saturday we just, what did we do? Oh, Mike was here. We just stayed in. Oh, Wayne and Kent and John Plino just came over just to visit and stuff like that. But, you know, just had some, what do you call this? Some board games that they wanted to play, so it was really an impromptu thing. But Sunday, that's when I really lost my voice because I kept shouting and screaming and everything during the games.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're not going to Chicago. My team is not going to Chicago. It is coming August 4, the Gay World Series. So I'm sad. My God, what do you think of my voice?
Think about all that money you get to save.
Yeah, that's right. But then I'll go to Sudden Decadence then. See?
Exactly.
Then it would be the same. So how do you like my...
Although you don't have to pay for a room there. You Mike lets you stay for free, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or does he charge you rent?
No, he doesn't charge me rent in his place, no. So how do you like my Barry White voice?
Oh, no, I like that high-pitched, Nelly little voice you usually have.
Oh, really? I can't raise my voice. I have to keep it low, so, you know, bedroom voice right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. Now you know how I feel when I get a head cold in the winter and my voice gets really deep.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I kind of wish my voice would be that deep naturally.
So. I wish my voice is that deep too. Anyway, so Ray, tell me about your weekend.
My weekend, well, let's see, it was nothing spectacular. Went and saw X-Men.
Yeah.
Talk more about that in a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Played cards, canasta, Saturday night, was whooping Julio's butt.
Canasta, old ladies game.
Then he turned around, and when we switched partners, he won the next round.
Ah, I see.
Like, oh, well. But we played until like 2 a.m. or something Saturday morning.
Oh, really?
Like, okay,
that late?
Go. Mm-hmm. At that point, I was like, I could hardly hold my head up at the table. I was like, I got to go home. It's way past 10 o'clock. It's my bedtime. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Terry came back to the house and went to bed and
mm-hmm.
slept late Sunday, and I got up, made a big breakfast. I cooked pancake, whole wheat pancakes.
Oh, did you use bacon grease?
Yes.
Oh, so bacon grease with
bacon. I cooked the bacon first, then I cooked the pancakes, then I scrambled the eggs. So.
Bear food, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's good, you guys.
Sugar-free syrup, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole wheat pancakes, so they're better for you. So.
Yes, whole wheat pancakes are good.
That's about it. I made a slight stop at the beer bus yesterday at Tony's Corner Pocket. And
how were the bears there?
It was packed.
It was really
going on at the park downtown, so there was hardly any place to park, and it was just kind of it was just a bunch of people there, and I don't know if my psycho is getting worse and I had to be put on stronger antidepressants or what, but I just couldn't deal with it. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. I don't even think I was there 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, when you're...
I was mainly there to pick up a check for a couple of checks for people to get them back to and to reimburse them for Bear Watch, but after being there for about 20 minutes, all crammed up on that little deck under the awning at Tony's, I was just like, I can't stand this anymore.
Well, when you're there, you usually help anyway, right?
Well, yeah, but it was just packed, and lately I'm having a hard time dealing with crowds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about it. It's just like I feel like everything's closing in on me, and mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, well.
I'm just getting crazier, that's all.
You're getting old. You're probably getting old.
So.
But anyway, well, you and I, actually, I saw X-Men 2 myself yesterday, so went out with...
Did you see it with Johnny Lee?
No, I didn't.
They went and saw it, and like right in the middle of the movie, the camera broke. I mean, the player broke.
Oh, no.
So they just gave him free passes and said, come back, sorry.
Oh.
So it was just like, he was like, I got to see half of it now. And because he was at the beer bus when I was leaving. He was just telling me about it. They went to go see it, and the camera breaking, and had pissed off he was because he said, now I got to go find time to go watch it again at some other point. And,
yeah,
because I saw half of it. So
yeah, that's true. Well, that sucks. Well, we got to watch the whole thing, the whole of it, and I did hear about it that in Houston it's going to be some kind of power outage, and that's a good thing we didn't have any power outage when we were watching X-Men. We were kind of expecting it, and we were kind of expecting that we're going to get passes also for the movie because sorry, excuse me, because of power outage. Yeah, but we didn't. We survived. We got to watch the whole thing. And, okay, so can we talk about that now, the X-Men?
Yes, we can talk about X-Men now.
All right.
First of all, I got to say that Bryan Singer and Sheldon Turner did a great job writing, coming up with the story. They changed some of the stuff that I grew up with reading the comic books. And
exactly. That's how I felt, too.
But it was fine. I liked it. I liked the way they did it. I was glad to actually see Sebastian Shaw for once. Because he used to be a big character in the X-Men.
Yeah.
In
the
80s when I read it. It was him in the Hellfire Club. And
balding with long hair.
Huh?
Balding with long hair in the comic
balding
books.
Balding with long hair. And he's a much bigger guy than Kevin Bacon. Who
yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that they tied him as the one that brought Magneto on his mutant powers out. I thought that was quite interesting. They tied those two together.
Yeah. So, but that's not at all in the comic books at all.
This is a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the movie, you might want to stop.
Spoiler alert. Well, for one thing, you have to be an avid X-Men fan. Like you've been reading the comic books before, so you would know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, so much. They've completely changed the comic and all the mutants that are on there pretty much since I used to collect about. I mean, it's been like 20-something years since I've collected X-Men. So. But I was glad to see. I was very happy with the people they cast. James McAvoy as mm-hmm. Charles Xavier was great. I loved him in a bunch of his other movies he'd done.
Very good actor. Him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good actor. Very cute. And I also forgot this, but in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, he was Mr. Tumlin.
Oh, is he okay?
So, and I was like, ooh, Goat Boy, and now Goat Boy turned into Professor Xavier, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Michael Fassbender, I think that's how you say his name. I like it. Him playing Magneto and Eric was pretty interesting. I like him a lot. And he's been in some other movies I saw. There's one that I've got in my queue to watch, Centurion or something like that, which is about...
Centurion.
Yeah. Which is about some Roman deal in Britain. Way mm-hmm. back doing ancient times and stuff. So okay. I was like, okay, so he's in that. So, of course, Kevin Bacon, I think he did a great job. Yeah, I hadn't seen him in anything really much lately.
You're right. I was surprised. I didn't know who's going to be in the cast. I did not expect Kevin Bacon to be in it. he looked kind of creepy in the war.
I thought Kevin Bacon was kind of creepy anyhow, but I think he did a good job using that creepiness to his advantage this time.
So. That's true, yeah.
I like the whole stylized 60s look of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's how it's supposed to be, yeah. And
well, yeah, I mean, it's set in the 60s during the Cold War and the...
And if you watch the credits and the way they did the design or the flashing of lights and everything, it's very old, very 60s, very 70s, or how they did the credits and everything. So yeah, it's very at the time. Yeah, yeah, just right.
But
for
you
the
also
time.
Got to see a part of Xavier before he became a professor and got so big when he was much younger and he was drinking and kind of a partier and
yeah.
Everything that's going on, but I liked everything they did with it. Jennifer Lawrence as a Raven, Mystique, did a mm-hmm. great job. I mean, the whole cast. They even had Oliver Platt on there.
Oliver Platt. I did not expect him to be there. He's just a minor character, but he did a good job as a extra
January
character.
Jones. The Emma Frost character is the only one that. I don't know. I couldn't picture January Jones playing Emma Frost, and I still have a hard time seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Hoult playing the Beast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At first, I was just like, when he first came on, I was like, that's not what anything I remember. And then the way they worked the storyline, it worked out very well, and he actually did a great job with it. But I still have a. I'm still not down with January Jones, and I don't know why yet. I can't put my finger on it. She just doesn't remind me of the Emma Frost that I know from the comic books. She was too subservient to Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah, she's pretty much. Yeah,
I mean, it was like she was his bitch, pretty much, and
mm-hmm.
and maybe in the earlier comic books it was that way, but I don't see it like that because she's a very strong character. It's always been in the comic books. So anyway.
And she had flatter hair in the comic books, but here she didn't, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, they did some things like that, but...
Yeah.
And let's see... Lucas Till as Alex Summers was just hot as hell.
Of course, you're there for the Twinkie guys. But how about Banshee, the one who played Banshee?
See, that's another thing I didn't like too much. I mean, I liked the guy that played him, but Banshee is Irish.
Yes, that's true. Irish. He's Irish. He's supposed to be Irish.
And this guy might have been of American Irish descent, but in my head, every time reading the comic books, you know, you vocalize the things, and I've always put him, Sean Cassidy, as a very thick Irish accent.
Mm-hmm. He's got to be, and older too, but back, well.
And old, yeah, because, well, you know, in the comic books, him and Moore hook up.
Yeah, that's true.
Then at some point, I think they changed it so him and.
Savior.
Emma Frost are running the Xavier Academy at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but other than that, I thought it was really good.
I really like how it got played and it the plot and the way they twisted it and
it didn't seem like almost a 2.5 hour movie.
No, it didn't at all.
And it just flowed very well and it developed everybody really well.
Yeah, and it really paved the way of how humans viewed mutants, and that's pretty much how the comic book premise of the comic book series of all the mutant comic books in the Marvel universe that they have that the humans feared the mutants, and that's yeah. Then this movie really showed it.
People got into X-Men comic books because. The way gays were treated and the way the mutants were being treated is very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I think, a couple, might be maybe 5 or 10 years ago, they did what did they call it, the legacy virus?
Yeah, the legacy virus. It can only affect mutants.
HIV for mutants or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was quite interesting. So.
Yeah. That killed Ilyana Rasputin. But anyway, so that's X-Men. Go watch it. It's not in 3D. It's not in 3D, so.
Well, it's fine. It didn't need to be in 3D.
Yeah, it didn't need to be in 3D. It's good as is. Just
but
watch
I hope
it.
They keep doing some movies. I mean, they've got a good base, and they can move it up a couple years and start adding in. And you know, the cameos of
Hugh Jackman
was just priceless.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then of course, whatever her name, Stank Raymond, whatever she's calling herself now. The chick that played Mystique in all the other movies.
Yeah.
Her cameo appearance was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. So. That was pretty good. But anyway, let's, well, Ray, so that's X-Men. Let's move on. Let's be, X-Men. That's so much
anyway,
X-Men.
This is a big movie weekend for me.
Yeah.
The other movie I saw this weekend is called Plan B. And it's by Marco Berger. He's an Argentinian director. The movie's in Spanish with English subtitles. It's on Netflix in the gay section. I just happened across it this weekend, and it's very kind of funny storyline. It's the thing is, you get these points where it's kind of slow, and then it picks up, and then it's kind of slow. That's the only thing I didn't like about it. But the basic storyline is Bruno is dumped by his girlfriend behind a calm, indifferent expression. His mind plans a cold, sweet vengeance. So basically, his girlfriend dumps him. She's dating this other guy, but she's also tricking with him on the hooking up with him on the side to have sex.
Oh,
still the other guy. So Bruno comes up with Plan B once he finds out. He asks somebody about the guy, and someone says, "Well, I think he's bi." So to get back at his girlfriend, he tries to become the other character. Pablo is the other boy. Is the current boyfriend's with the idea of routing the couple away by trying to get him to hook up with him. With Bruno. So it was quite interesting. And then the very end was, of course, you know, the two of them were actually going to fall in love. But
okay.
It was very funny. It was very nice the way they ended it. So,
is it a comedy?
Sort of. You know, it's more like comedy drama type thing.
Okay.
And it has its funny moments.
Is it subtitled?
It's subtitled, yes. English subtitled. So.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good. I watched that, and it's like one of those things, movies that stuck out. And the director, Marco Berger, has also done a couple other gay movies that are coming out. One's, I think, it's coming out this summer, and then there's another one he's already in the works on. So.
Okay.
And then, let's see. Oh, and the movie, of course, was set in Argentina, so.
Has to be in Spanish.
Yes, it has to be in Spanish, but I kept... When they were showing the pictures of the buildings and everything, because you get a lot of skyscapes of the city and everything, and all these interesting looking buildings, and it's like, well, you know, this could be anywhere, but it's very interesting look to it. So, but I like that. I just like, you know, Argentina is one of the places I want to visit. So,
yeah.
Okay,
what's the movie?
This weekend was Role Play, and this is an American movie. The reason I watched it is because it has Matthew Montgomery in it, who was born in Houston.
Oh, okay. Houstonian. Okay.
Yeah, he's a Houstonian, but he was raised in Corpus Christi. He's an actor, producer, artist. His father was an artist, I believe.
Okay.
So he's been in a ton of gay movies, and he always plays a gay male figure in the movies. I mean, he's very openly gay about everything. So, but the role play is about a soap opera that. A sex tape about with him and his boyfriend gets released, and he loses his job. He's a big time daytime soap opera star, and he loses his job, and he goes to Palm Springs to this guest house in Palm Springs, and he's just hanging out there where he meets the Matthew Montgomery character. So
okay.
It's very interesting about the two because the Matthew Montgomery character is like the head proponent of the person speaking out for gay marriage. And you come to find out that him and his partner are married, but the partner wants a divorce because he's fell in love with somebody else. And
No.
And then the actor is going through all this stuff about the tape and coming out and not living a lie and yada, yada, yada. So, but it's very interesting. A lot of eye candy. Matthew Montgomery's hot. Steve Callahan was the actor. If you like smooth muscle guys, he's cute. Brian Nolan was in it. Brian Nolan's done a bunch of gay stuff. I always thought him kind of cute. But what really I thought was funny in the movie, Jim Bullock was in the movie.
Is he related to Sandra Bullock. No.
Jim Bullock was on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, okay.
It's like the, I think the coffee shop manager or something in one of the years or stuff, but he was on a bunch of Saturday morning TV shows, and then he came out, and he quit doing kids' TV shows after he came out. They kind of, I think Saved by the Bell was the last one that he did or he was on or something.
I see.
But in the entire movie, he had so much makeup on, it looked like a drag queen. he had so much makeup cake on.
Oh, that's not good. No.
And I think that was intentional because he had like raccoon eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing sunglasses and being out in the sun all the time, so I thought it was kind of funny. But
I see.
That's my three movies for the weekend.
Role play.
Check them out. The Role Play and Plan B are both on Netflix, so you can go check them out on there.
Okay. Well, it's a TV show that Mike and I kind of got to watch. Actually, no, wait, not when we were here last Saturday, we were watching TV. It's actually on the History Channel. It's called The American Pickers. This is for the bear chasers out there, okay? So the pickers are Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz. Frank Fritz is a bear. It's a pretty cute bear. And, it's okay. Of course, for you it's okay. But for me, it's a hottie. Anyway, okay, so about the American pickers. This isn't your grandmother's antiquing. Pickers like Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz are on a mission to recycle America, even if it means driving into countless piles of grimy junk or getting chased off a gun-wielding homeowner's land. Hitting back roads from coast to coast, the two men earn a living by restoring forgotten relics to their former glory, transforming one person's trash into another's treasure. American Pickers follows them as they scour the country for hidden gems in junkyards, basements, garages, and barns, meeting quirky characters and hearing their amazing stories. If you think the antique business is about upscale boutiques and buttoned-up dealers, this show may change your mind and teach you a thing or two about American history along the way. Yes, it's an interesting TV show on History Channel because they would find something and they have it restored. They do spend a lot, and then I think they sell it afterwards. But it's intriguing.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's what my aunt and them do. They go junking all the time. That's what we call it where I grew up, is junking. Because you go find all this junk and you try to do something with it to make money off of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's junking. Why I never got into the show, because I was like, yeah, it's too much like watching my family.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's that's the one of the TV shows maybe we could recommend. I think I'm going to follow it. Maybe I'll record it on my DVR. We'll see. Tell me, guys, if you guys are watching American Pickers on History Channel. Okay, there's one topic that I want to talk about really quick, but I'm not interested with a story about this Wiener guy, okay? So Representative Anthony Wiener is supposed to have a Twitter scandal. If you guys know about it, you've been reading all about it on CNN or CBS News or whatever. But it's about him, you know, sending these lewd pictures to six women, something like that, via Twitter. Who sends pictures via Twitter? My God.
Well, you know, straight people, they just got to take something and run it. So,
I mean, text messages are safer, but Twitter, I'm sending pictures via Twitter because if you use TweetPic or something or whatever service that you have, it's as far as I know, it's public. So, I don't know. He may not know how technology works, and it's kind of weird.
Well, if you don't know, you shouldn't be doing it.
That's right. If you don't know the tech about it, the tech around it. So my question, Ray, is, have you tried sexting before, the same way that this Wiener is doing? What a nice name.
Like through Twitter?
No, not Twitter. You don't do it through Twitter.
I've been sexting, like, sent pictures through text messaging or, like, Scruff or something, you know, guys send me pics, I'll send them pics, so,
yeah. Oh, okay.
It's nothing that anybody ain't seen before on XTube, so.
That's right. So what's the use, right? Just tell him, here's my XTube videos. So just,
yeah, that's usually what I do. I like because they're like, can I see more? I said, just go to XTube.
Oh, okay. So you don't sext. There's no use of sexting anymore, I guess. Okay. That's good.
I mean, I like chasers when they send me pics, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But, you know, I like in person more than I like sexting, so, but, you know, I flirt sometimes, so.
you would rather meet up with a guy first or something before. Do you want to be surprised? Is that what you're saying?
No. I just get bored real easy with just trying to talk dirty on.
You want to get it over with, right?
You know, I'd much rather be one-on-one physical touching because, you know, I get guys, you want to FaceTime? I'm like, no. One, I got an old iPhone. Two, jacking off on webcam just never did anything for me.
Oh, really? No? Okay.
Yeah. So I want somebody there that I can feel touch and taste. So.
Okay. Touch and taste. Nice.
That's the way I look at it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. But anyway, sexting. I don't know if our listeners do some sexting. I guess you do, listeners, viewers. If you do, use Twitter. Don't use Twitter to do it, okay?
Has any of our listeners, were any of y'all sexting somebody, sex texting somebody, and text the wrong person?
Oh, no, that, yeah.
Because, you know, iPhone's bad about it. If you're texting somebody and somebody else texts you to flip over and if you don't pay attention, whatever you type in goes in the person that just texted you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the person that you're typing. Texting with.
That's bad.
I just wonder if anybody's done that and been like, oops, busted.
What if you send it to your mom or something, you know?
Well, my mom didn't text. So
oh, okay. Oh, well, that's good.
But I was telling somebody something one time that I was talking to, and it got sent to the wrong person. They're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, no.
So, I mean, it wasn't anything bad, but it was just like, it was a conversation I was having with somebody, and it was pretty juicy gossip, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's gossip. It's just something everybody already knew, but we were just talking about it.
Well, since we're in the topic of iPhones and techs, today is actually the Worldwide Developer Conference by Apple. And I know, Ray, your phone will have it also. I'm really interested with the mobile notifications. You know your problem, Ray, whenever somebody texts you or when you're doing something on your iPhone and somebody text messages you, and it just disrupts whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just pops it, and you have to say close or reply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when iOS 5 comes out in the fall, I think, you'll be able to... It's similar to what Android does. It just tells you on the top that, hey, you have a message, but you don't have to answer it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, because, like, if you're in a phone call and somebody texts you... You have to get out of that text message, either say close or whatever. Before
close or reply. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's very, very annoying when somebody messages you. So whatever message you get from other applications like Facebook or Twitter or TweetDeck or even if you have Farmville Games.
If somebody texts you or you get an email, it logs you out. And you have to then you have to log back in.
Yeah, well... Yeah. So right now we're gonna have iOS 5 very soon, probably. Yeah, in the fall, I think. And
I just released an update yesterday because I just downloaded it on my phone the other night. So.
Oh, you must have gotten 4.3. But yeah, today's the WWDC, and there's lots of things happening. Like also they're gonna introduce we're having the iCloud and the what else? Mac OS 10 Lion. Yeah, Lion. You have Snow Leopard right now, Ray, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very soon it's going to be Lion. And it's going to be released to the to developers right now. But it will be out in the public for $30. Again, for $30, you get an upgrade to OS X Lion. But now, this is geeking out for all you Mac users there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this is not a Mac show. We rarely talk about Macs anyway here. Anyway, we're running out of time, so we gotta move on.
Okay.
Okay. Here's we got a voicemail. It's a girl.
Oh my god, a girl listened to the show.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe he's just looking at the blog. Here we go. Here's the voicemail from Valerie.
Hey, my name is Valerie. I just moved into the Houston area. I was wondering if y'all have any information on the gay games. The sports, I cannot find any links or anything. And you're both so smiling and happy on your podcast website. So I was like, maybe they can help me, please. For the gay games in Houston, if you can please, my number is 270-9890.
Oh, no phone numbers. Okay. Yeah, she was telling her phone number, so I had to cut it out. 555-555-555-555-4321. So yeah, thank you, Valerie, for the voicemail. Actually, she's asking about the gay games in Houston. There's no gay games in Houston. There's gay games in Cleveland in 2014. You're talking about the gay games that was in Cologne, Germany in 2010. The next one will be in Cleveland. Now, if you're talking about Houston and you're talking about softball, the tournament was yesterday. Yeah, I guess I didn't respond to her early enough. But
well, there was some gay volleyball thing here.
Maybe that's what she was referring to.
A couple weekends ago. Like the...
Oh, Memorial. There was one, Memorial Volleyball. It's on Memorial. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, there was like a big gay volleyball tournament here.
That's right. That's right.
So...
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't think. Well, maybe with the gay mayor, maybe they'll Houston a bid for the gay games. Who knows?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe in 2018. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have the facilities for it. So it'd be nice to see.
Well, that's the whole thing with the Olympics. We didn't have the infrastructure wasn't there to support it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't get it.
But I plan to go to Cleveland 2014. That'd be great. Maybe we'll see. That's gay games in the U.S. It's easier. It's easier to go to because last year it was in Cologne, so Cologne, Germany. All right, Ray. So let's read the email from our friend Brian. What's the email?
Well, Brian emailed us in, and he said, "Hey, Nard. Hey, Daddy Ray. Thanks for the shout out on the Bear Watch wrap up. It's been a crazy busy time for me. First of all you chasers who did not go to Bear Watch, you miss seeing Daddy Ray in Speedos."
Aww.
I'm sure there's pics somewhere of it. He goes, "Woof is not enough. It's damn sexy."
Mm-hmm.
"And thank you, Nard, for bringing the topic of wills. The only thing you need to mention was to tell your partners where the will is kept."
That's right.
So if you do a will, if you have a will, you need to tell them where it's at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happened with my grandmother. She had one and nobody knew where in hell it was. And the lawyer didn't. I don't know how they found it. I think they found it in a drawer or something. But nobody knew where it was. So
yeah.
He also said that on 371, Nard, you were having way too much fun at the vendor mart at IML. Keep up the good works and see you guys soon. Big hub hugs, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
And speaking of IML,
yeah. So you get to try the egg. What
the egg? I think you need to buy me an extra extra large egg.
It's too small for you.
I don't think I need a medium-sized egg. I need an extra, extra large size. Extra, extra.
And I thought one size fits all. Wow.
Nope. So, played with it twice, and it busted through the top. And I'm like, what the hell?
It's cheapo. I don't know why. I know it wasn't that cheap, but it really broke. Maybe.
I mean, yeah. Maybe. I mean, like the whole top, like it goes to the top now. Which I mean, I think I can still play with it and use it, but the whole thing about it is just, I was laughing my ass off when it happened.
maybe your dick is that big, really. So it exploded. Okay.
It's not that big. I think that thing's just that small. I think since that was a Japanese company that made those, it was made.
Right. Japanese made or China's made. Made in China. No. You're so bad.
So
I haven't tried mine.
If you want to push it on the American gay populace, then you need to come up with some bigger eggs.
Something bigger. Something
maybe
bigger.
Maybe for Americans, they need to come up with the ostrich egg.
The ostrich egg. Or a duck egg. It's a little bit bigger. Yeah. So thank you. Oh, wait. Thank you to all those who sent the voicemail and Brian to send the email. Oh, one thing I want to say about the wills. Yes, Brian, you're right about the will. If you have a will with your partner and you have, have the house, whoever dies, it goes to the other one, something like that, whatever you are.
Set it up when you buy the house that it's left and right for survivorship.
Yep. So make a copy for your beneficiaries and make a copy for your – actually, your lawyer should know that too. Yeah. And, yeah, you're right. They should have copies of it too. And also the executor.
If you don't have a safe at home, have copies of it and put it in envelopes and seal it in a Ziploc bag and put it in your freezer because most freezers survive house fires.
Oh, you're right. But about the wills and to your executor, the executor of your will can be the person who's also the beneficiary. That's also legal. That's also okay. So, yeah.
But he's my executor.
But is your executor? Can he sign?
Yeah, anything?
He can paw. He can paw? Okay, good. So, anything else? What's going to happen? What else is going to happen this week? It's Pride Month. What are we doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Not doing anything? We're not doing any floats?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Well, with Asians and Friends here in Houston, I don't... We do have kimonos we're going to wear, so probably we'll post some pictures later on to that.
Are y'all going to walk in those little wooden shoes all the way down to Parade Rock?
Maybe we'll do that with drums and everything we're going to wear.
Oh, you can do stiletto wooden shoes.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll walk about 2 miles. Yeah.
In those wooden shoes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Your feet will be loving you.
Yeah. Any upcoming movies, Ray, that we need to watch?
Super 8 comes out this weekend.
Oh, is it this weekend? Okay.
This weekend. And there's a bunch of stuff coming out. Cowboys and, you know, the rest of the summer's going to be pretty busy with good movies coming out. I mean, I think X-Men kind of kicked it off, and I think there's one every week, and Green Lantern's coming out.
June 17th, Green Lantern. I'm looking forward to that. You know.
That's the weekend after next. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be every week. Every weekend it's going to be a new good movie coming out, I think.
Yeah. So, okay. Looking forward to that. Well, this weekend I might be in New Orleans for, you know, just to visit Mike. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, just for the weekend.
I'll be sitting at home broke, as usual.
Mm-hmm. So. And I hope I have my voice back. Please, God, give me back my voice. I have to lower my voice so I can say this, you know, I can talk a little bit clearer. I don't know how it's going to sound in the podcast. Sorry, I apologize to you, viewers and listeners.
You sound like you've been smoking a pack, two packs of cigarette a day for the last 30 years.
I know, right? I mean, having a smoke... I'm going to have a smoke after... Was it? Have a smoke and after MacGyver. Anyway, let's get out of here, Ray.
Okay.
Thank you.
If anybody else wants to call the show and leave a voice message like Valerie did, you can call 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call and leave a voice message, and like Valerie, we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and email us at show@bearpodcast.com. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys. It's hard to talk. Thank you guys for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
No Twitter sex pics.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.